We have a few issues as always. Yeah, that's totally fine. So before we get back to the RZM, because I know everyone's dying to talk about it again, Patrick, Patrick is going to have to go to the airport in a minute or two. So before he leaves, we wanted to say a few words. First of all, to the Secretariat, who all of you, including the rest of the team who's not here in particular, the three of you, have put in an just inhumane effort into this process, have lost many nights' sleep, have responded to our every beck and call, and done so with grace and aplomb, and never complained one single time, even when we made completely ridiculous and inappropriate requests of you every week. And so for that, from all of us in the ICG, we wanted to express a truly sincere thanks. And we got you a little gift to show our appreciation. So if we could have a big round of applause for the Secretariat. My friend, you don't get out of here without a big round of applause as well. I mean, I know we're not all, we're remaining constituted as a body, but we wouldn't have gotten here without you, and I would have lost my sanity without you. So really, can't thank you enough. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Now, while I'm running to the airport, just be done with it, please.
Thanks, Patrick. Safe travels. All right, so now we have no choice. RZM team, take us home. What do we have here? This is your sentence, or your set of sentences, I believe. So.
We got it. He did it. I like it. Russ likes it. No one dares disagree with us.
Floor is open. If anyone wants to object to this, otherwise we will read it as is. Go ahead, Cavus.
Not objecting, I want to understand. The review should be based on the community consensus base. In order to be reviewed, the community should have decision on the consensus to be reviewed. Otherwise, they don't review that. This is the meaning of this sentence. Consensus-based review means, thank you.
Or whichever one of you.
Okay, thanks, Razik. I'll answer the question, and then maybe it makes sense for me to read it, and then we'll go from there. I think the intention is that that if there are going to be substantial changes to the agreement after the transition, including any change to the roles of the parties, that community review, input, and a census-based process. So any changes to what takes place after the transition, a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, that at least the community will have the ability to be part of the process.
Proving to the changes by community consensus, something consensus review changes, something. So could you reformulate that? The agreement should be based on the community basis. Decisions are, but not the review. The consensus based, the review is subject to the consensus based, which I don't believe that. Anybody could review that.
So let me, this is Keith Drazik, let me try again the explanation. So there will be an agreement, a written agreement coming out of this next phase. Part of the transition, ICANN is intending for that to be staff level implementation. Talking about is any changes to that agreement once it's executed afterwards. To Milton's point, as part of the requirements in the CWG station, is that the community needs to be part of the prosecuting, providing input in the traditional way, comment period, and part of the approval decision to any subsequent changes, any changes that take place after the fact. Let me read it, and maybe we can, if there's a language adjustment necessary, we can look at it. But I think this covers it. So it says, the ICG reiterates that a written agreement between the IFO and RZM establishing parties' role needs to be in place by the time of the expiry of the NTIA contract. For transparency reasons, that agreement should be made available for public review prior to execution. In order to be consistent with the CWG proposal, any post-transition structural changes to that agreement, including any structural change roles of the parties, should be subject to consensus-based community review, input, and approval. And so if you have any suggested adjustment, I'm happy to consider it, but I think that's fairly straightforward. Alyssa?
So I think I'm tripping over the same thing that Caboose is tripping over, which is that what does it mean to have a consensus-based review? It seems to me the consensus, what you, if you're driving towards that the we need to agree to the changes, that you need to have consensus on the changes in the end, then I would suggest moving consensus-based to be the modifier for approval. Yeah, anything else? Done. Okay. So with that, we have agreed all the changes that we will make to the proposal. A bunch of editorial things as well that we didn't talk about, but that will be incorporated. So what I propose is to circulate into your inboxes by Monday morning a version that incorporates all the changes, both a red line and a clean, and give people 48 hours to not to open up anything that we've agreed, but just to give it one more look and, you know, get a few eyes on it and make sure that there's nothing that's a glaring grammatical error or something that you absolutely cannot live with going forward. And hopefully, you know, assuming we get no one objecting or just, you know, commas here and there, things like that, within the 48-hour period, then we can declare ourselves to be complete as much as we can be with the one dependency. And then we'll talk about kind of the patient or the status update that we talked about publishing. But that's what I propose as far as process. Caboose.
Yes, I agree with you, provided that you purely editorial amendment. Any opening with cause problems. Opening a new sentence or new subject or changing the word or restructuring, we have difficulty. Purely editorial.
Okay, good. So then let's look at the statement to go out when they, or you mean earlier emails? Oh, okay. I'll take a look. But just to preface this. So previously I had circulated some proposed text during the week. So this is, you know, we put announcements on our website when we do things. So this is the proposal for the text that would go on the website and would link to the clean version of the proposal. Once we finish this 48-hour period this week. Yari had made some suggestions. Jean-Jacques had made some suggestions. I think one of those led to the title of the thing being like a whole sentence, very long, which I did not incorporate, if only because the website doesn't handle those things very well. But otherwise, I tried to reflect at least the spirit, if not all the words, of what Yari had provided, and also made it consistent with what we just agreed earlier in the document disclaimer. So the words here in the first and second paragraphs are essentially the same as the document disclaimer, slightly reorganized because it's a little bit of a different forum. So would like to hear people's feedback on this, and I will look at your mail, Shasha. Capitalization. Okay, yes, can do capitalization in here to match the proposal, no problem. Go ahead, Jean-Jacques.
Thank you, Elisa. This is Jean-Jacques. I hope I'm wrong, but I had the impression that we had agreed in paragraph 2, say at the end of sentence 1, and have no dependencies, either stop there or no dependencies on the work of the, and stop there. I was under the impression, but I may be wrong, that in any case we had agreed to strike out or other remaining processes, because there was a long discussion on that. Thanks.
I thought we had agreed on this exactly. We had this back and forth about process, singular or plural, and then in the end we went with plural, and that was the end. That was the end. I had Paul Wilson.
Yeah, it's Paul. On the last paragraph, might be worth clarifying that we're talking about public comments during the latest final comment period, because you're then sort of enumerating the changes that were made as a result.
We only did one public comment period.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Did I forget one?
I reminded myself of that by looking at the timeline. So I thought. Okay. So this is the entire set of changes that have been made as a result of all comments that have been received.
Well, no, because as it's qualified,
a summary of...
these are the main themes that we made changes about.
Okay, I'm getting my multiple comment periods on different proposals mixed up here. Apologies.
Lynn.
Lynn Sainamore. Actually, my recollection was similar to Jean-Jacques as well in the second paragraph, because I thought when we were discussing it, the comment was made that the text that we reviewed earlier was simply for the interim document, that it wasn't going to be there in the final submission. I may have misunderstood that, but I thought that's sort of where we were and let it go. And I'm not, really hard over on this. I don't know, if you want to really allow people to be really open and, assess this work in the best way, I think to say that we're ready and, there are no dependencies and work has been ongoing for time, I think all that's good. I think we should make it as kind of constructive and open as we can. But I don't have any specific suggestions. One nit, if we there in the final sentence in the second paragraph, I don't think we need has already been underway. You can just say is underway or has been underway.
Okay. Thanks, Lynn. Can I just on this part, because I want to make sure that we get this right. I thought the conclusion of the last discussion about the document disclaimer was to leave this in other remaining processes, but if everyone else thinks it was to take it out, then I'm wrong. I'm not talking about the sentence, I'm talking about the other remaining processes.
What we dropped out was any other.
I know, the any is gone. No.
So, that's what I remember.
See, okay, everyone remembers it differently. We were all in the same room. Go ahead, Yuri.
First, can we all use microphones that the rest of us can hear? And secondly, let's do the same thing and not a different thing. We could perhaps have more information here if you wanted to do a lengthier explanation, but let's not use a different sentence.
Whatever change we would make here, we would change there too. But it seems that I'm not recalling it correctly. So Milton and I recall it one way, and several people recall it the other way.
I recall that we kept other remaining processes. That's Paul,
yes.
By the way.
I have a cue. Okay, thank you, Mohammed. Alan.
Thanks, Alan Barrett. In the very last sentence of the last paragraph, I suggest to move the words "have been clarified" right to the end. So the sentence will read, as a result, matters relating to XYZ, amongst other matters, have been clarified.
Okay.
Yes, like that.
Thank you. Oh, someone else was in the queue. Okay, Manon.
Just very quickly on the first point, yes, your recollection is right. I suggested to have a full stop and remove the whole thing, but we ended up where we are now. So, but anyway, regarding the last sentence in the second paragraph, I feel it's a little bit negative, but if it's only me, I'm happy to leave it. I propose that we delete without waiting for the CCWG to complete its work. I mean, We said it's ready. We said it's under implementation. We said it can continue. I mean, we don't have to keep every time remind everyone that we're waiting for the CCWG to finish. Thank you.
Okay. Thoughts about that? I'm not partial either way. Yeah? Good? Okay. Hmm? Paul, are you going to argue against that?
No, I'm just noting that there's some sensitivity to the idea that implementation is actually underway before the thing has been approved, and it may be better to say preparation for implementation has been underway. I know that the RARs were questioned about why we were launching into implementation before the proposal was done, and so our explanation was that we were preparing for implementation rather than actually implementing anything. So I would suggest that second sentence in the second paragraph be preparation for implementation has been underway and will continue. So I actually feel like the 4 months clause is a little bit vague as well, and maybe it should be simply preparation for implementation of the numbers and protocol parameters proposals has been underway and will continue, full stop.
Okay. I'm hearing you. I'll go to Cavus and then try to do some editing if nobody objects. Go ahead, Cavus.
Two things. First, the first line, I think we should try to make ICG complete its work and awaiting conclusions of CCWG on ICANN enhanced accountability. We are not waiting for ICANN accountability itself. Enhanced ICANN accountability as currently being carried out by the CCWG. So we amend that and await conclusion or outcome of CCWG on ICANN enhanced accountability.
Are you okay with that further abbreviated version?
Enhanced before accountability. CWG enhanced ICANN accountability.
Let me try. Let's see. Just gets very long. I was wondering if we could use the name of the group.
Name of the group, CCWG on ICANN enhanced accountability. That's the name of the group.
I'm sorry. Just say one more time, more slowly. Yeah.
The title of the group is Cross Community Working Group, CCWG, on ICANN Enhanced Accountability. This is it.
Yari.
Yari, I could just to say one thing about the part that, was it Paul who was suggesting that we take out the end part of the second paragraph? And I think the rationale on that has been that, you know, if you take a broader view, then we've actually been implementing the oversight in the internet community for the last 10 plus years. So, I mean, I don't want to upset anybody who reads these things, but it actually has been the case that we've been for real implementing things like oversight. So, and we may not be like executing a contract of particular sort before this approval. I don't have a particular suggestion how to fix that, but I just wanted to provide the background why that I felt that that's important. And finally, this is again in multiple places in the document, so we want to be clear or consistent.
Okay, so you want to take it out or you want to leave it in?
I would prefer leaving it in, but I'm not religious about it if people are opposed to it.
Let me make the other change that Paul suggested.
I ask a two-finger to Yari.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah, there's
I
no cue.
I kind of lost the context here. So you think it should be 4 years instead of 4 months?
Okay, so I'm sorry. I was referring to the change where we go from implementation has been going on versus preparations for implementations have been going on. I actually don't care about the other stuff. I think shorter would be better. Sorry, I was unclear.
Sorry, I misunderstood that as well. So the part that other people had wanted out was part at the end of the sentence.
I would oppose removing it. Think of who we're talking to here. People who are waiting for the IANA transition proposal. This is not people who are thinking about the entire history of internet governance or the IETF. All right, so the point that it can continue without the CCWG is very important, and to just leave it hanging that it can continue is kind of, why are we even saying that?
Okay, Jean-Jacques.
Thanks, Elisa. This is Jean-Jacques. I just want to make sure that Paul is comfortable with the new wording which was proposed by Yari, because the counterproposal came from Paul, and I prefer Paul's amendment.
Well, here, yeah, I do prefer preparation for implementation. We were challenged on why we were implementing, and to be honest, we are not implementing because our proposal is not implemented until contracts are signed and a review committee is in place, and we have not signed contracts or put the review committee in place. We've merely prepared for that by drafting and negotiating the documentation. So personally, I prefer preparation, but maybe in a broader view, the implementation process includes that preparation. I suppose I'm not strongly advocating for the change. It was a constructive suggestion.
So we have a couple of options here. The sentence is in the proposal, so we can take it out of the status update and just leave it in the proposal. Say something different for numbers and for protocol parameters, if there actually aren't similarly situated. Just throwing out some ideas. I see Caboos.
The end of the sentence on the second paragraph, and continue. Continue to what? Continue as such? Continue to what?
Yeah. Russ.
Russ Mundy here. It seems to me that we should go for not only completion, but also conciseness here when we can. And since we have a set of words that I think we can easily modify to make a little shorter and provide a little less information in this status, since the actual status is in the proposal, I propose that we delete the second half of the second sentence, the one we're having difficulty with, and just simply not put it on a web page. We don't have to say all that detail.
So you would delete from after underway? Okay. Is that... No. Use the mic. Get in the queue. Russ.
I don't know. I think Yari has been arguing for keeping the point that we're not waiting for that. The question is how many times we have to highlight it, I guess. But that's going to be on the cover. Is that right?
This is the announcement that goes on our website.
This is a posting for the website.
And gets tweeted and so forth. Russ, are you... You're thinking. Okay. Caboos?
I think it's on the way. It's slightly bothering me. Perhaps the sentence that preparation for implementation of the numbers and the goals parameters proposal are being continued. There has been started, they continue and are being continued. And then better not say about without waiting for this or that. So not to be totally proclamation of independence of these two communities.
Thank you. Lynn?
Lynn Sainamore. Maybe we're trying to do too much in this one announcement. What if you keep first in the third paragraph, which is pretty much a factual statement of where we are with respect to our work, and then maybe secondly or separately, you can see sort of in other news, here's a status report from each one of the OCs, because we're trying to find words that the numbers and the protocol parameter communities can live with, and yet they have different, but you could actually separate the two. Again, have the first and the third paragraph, which is just a status of where we are on the work, and then you can say, you know, the numbers community reports X with respect to their current readiness efforts or something, and let each one of the community get the messages that work for them. But then we're not trying to, I don't know, stick a finger in somebody's eye or get an extra message in just because we, you know, have some emotion around it. Keep first part factual, and then the rest, I would propose factual as well with respect to implementation. Do that within the communities. No, but it's factual, but it's not necessary to tell the community we're ready, and as soon as the CCWG work is ready, we can go. Trying to give them a second message in that second paragraph that are different messages for each one of the communities that are here, which is, I think, why we're stumbling over text a little bit.
Thanks, Lynn. Alan.
Thank you. I think we should raise, if we're going to keep the second paragraph, then I think in the second sentence, preparation for implementation has been underway, I think we should phrase that in the present tense. So not has been underway, but rather is underway, is already underway.
Thanks, Alan. Jean-Jacques?
Actually, two things. I find that Alan's amendment is good. It's interesting. Another idea or comment is more general from the user perspective. This will be the very first statement, public announcement about our whole work. So the sentence, for people who are not as familiar as we are, sentence, without waiting for the et cetera, the CCWG, introduces an element of doubt. I'm not sure that's really what we want to do. And therefore, to conclude, I agree with Lynn's suggestion that perhaps in addition to the general statement here, we give the possibility for the operational communities to put a short sentence each for itself.
You, Jean-Jacques, Yari?
Yari, so I'm actually in agreement now. I mean, I posted something on the chat room here. The text on the screen does work for me, and it's kind of a compromise that we agreed to go to preparation language, but we keep the explicit note about the CCWG. And I would actually like to argue that we do want to say something about the numbers and apples in this note, because in so many instances we always talk about, but we're not done because the CCWG and. I think it's important to keep highlighting that there are other parts, and so that's the reason why I would do that. And I understand that it could be done separately, but I'm suspecting this is the only note people will read. So I'm happy with the way things are right now on screen.
Yari Cavus?
I agree with Lynn that taking first paragraph, second paragraph with respect, and third paragraph, sorry, first and third, and with respect to the second paragraph, just quote what these two other community has said. I don't know on the way what does it mean for me as a member of ICG. I just listen to what they said. I cannot confirm or nor putting anything against. So put as a third paragraph whatever you receive from these two communities. Currently preparation is underway is vague things. I mean the previous statement was quite more clear. Leave it to their responsibility to what they have said, and they just more or less quote that what they have said.
So I know Milton is in the queue, but I will for one time put on my IETF hat. I could bet you a lot of money that what the protocol parameters community would say is implementation of the protocol parameters proposal is underway and can continue without waiting for the CCWG to complete its work. So if people are trying to get that out, asking the protocol parameters community to provide one sentence is not going to achieve that. Milton, go ahead.
Well, that's kind of what I was going to say, except that I don't mind Lynn's suggestion that you make the second paragraph the third paragraph. I mean, that could be flow easier. But I think this statement does exactly what we want it to do and what we need it to do with all three of those paragraphs. What are we doing here? We're saying that we're finished, except we're waiting for the CCWG. That's the essence of the message. And we have to secure confirmation from the CWG. And we're saying we don't need any kind of confirmation from numbers and protocols. They're basically done and waiting for the CCWG. And then we thank people for comments, and we assure them that their comments made a difference in what we did. So why are we picking this apart? It just doesn't make any sense to me. It does exactly what we need to do here.
Lynn?
Lynn Sainamore. If the number and protocol parameter communities have come to agreement on text, and we're not going to discuss preparation for or implementation or and the ICG is happy with that paragraph, and then we should close and move on.
Cavus, go ahead. Cavus.
Yes. first paragraph as it is, third paragraph goes second paragraph, the first line is remained as it is. Okay, please do that first, okay? If you want to change it, put it the third, two. And then the first line is remains unchanged, the number and the protocol and parameters, okay. Problem is that I have difficulty to read that color, doesn't matter, okay. The number and protocol and parameters portion of the proposal are complete, full stop. These communities have indicated that they are ready for implementations. Completeness, we could say complete, but for ready for implementation, it is their, not our statement. They have indicated that they are ready for implementation and put whatever they want to put.
Okay, so again, this is text from the proposal, so we are saying it in the proposal. It's just a question of whether we are also going to say it in this on the website. So I don't think it really is just they who are saying it, because it's in the proposal itself. But I'm wondering if this is a compromise that it can live with. We rearranged the order of the paragraphs, so it's further down. People who can't bear to read a third paragraph won't ever make it. Controversial bit. We have preparation, which makes some people happy and other people. And we have the two references to the non-dependency, which makes some people happy and not others. If everyone's a little bit unhappy, that might be the time to stop. Yes. So anybody who is going to continue to object to what's on the screen right now. Okay. Exactly. Approved by exhaustion. Very good. Okay. So we will carry out that plan. You'll have the proposal in your inbox on Monday, and we'll do a 48-hour call in the ITF auth 48, and which never lasts that long, but it will this time. And then we'll push this out on Thursday, or roughly speaking, Thursday. Okay. What do we have left? So, yeah. So now we're on to the part of the agenda, which is about the plan for the plan going forward. I think we've talked about this already, but just to confirm with people, once we bat out on Thursday, so we have that plan for the proposal. For the comment summary document, Manal, would you like to tell us what the plan is? Since it was only an hour and a half ago that you and I talked about it, and I can't remember.
So I have already incorporated the comments and feedback that was received this morning. I can circulate it in an hour, or we can hand it to the secretariat for formatting, whatever is more appropriate. I think we can have a final iteration on it and then work on the formatting. Maybe it would be more practical. Thank you.
You, Manal.
Kavus.
Yes, this part in the website. Any title? A statement by the chair of the ICG.
There is title is the first line.
No, even the first line, we should have a statement by the chairman, by the chair and co-chair or whatever of the ICG, and then they start to do that. CCWG, we do always at the end of each meeting, we have a statement of the co-chairs. So title should be a statement, and that is the content of the statement. So going like that, they should have a title with more visible form, and then that would be good that everybody expects after this ICANN 54 there should be a statement from you and you and the two co-chairs. That should be a statement from the chairman or the chair of the vice of the ICG or chairman of ICG or chair and co-chairs, and then this is the remaining. Should have a title. Thank you. There's no title.
Yeah, thank you, Kavus. It will be posted under ICG announcement. It will be ICG announcement, and that's the continuous of the title. So,
so otherwise, going forward, we do not expect to schedule any calls as we discussed. I think the chair's Elise is crying. Yeah, no more calls at 3 a.m. for anyone. The chairs have said that we would, you know, operate under this set the alarm policy. We will check in and probably check in with our liaisons to the CCWG sometime in December, see how things are going, ask for a status update, and, you know, schedule calls as necessary. I assume that we will eventually want to schedule a call to decide to send this document onto NTIA via the ICANN board, but that's a little bit of a ways away. But we will not be meeting in person again. Just wanted to get that on the record. This is our last in-person meeting for the foreseeable future, if or so. Yeah, if all goes to plan. So with that, I was going to... Keith, you're in the queue. Go ahead, Keith.
So, thanks, Alyssa. Were you about to close the meeting, or are we...
We have a few kind of closing remarks and things. Okay. I was going to ask if anyone else had closing remarks. So if you have something, feel free.
I'll wait to see what you say.
Okay. Caboose, go ahead.
Yes, if you're organizing a call, please kindly consider that there is a heavy agenda of the CCWG and its working parties. Please kindly, possibly avoid to have any conflict with that call. It would be very difficult for us. And I would be interested to also participate in your call, similarly in all their calls, all their working parties. So thank you, little coordination.
Yep, we secretariat will coordinate with the secretariat of the CCWG to avoid conflict. Manal.
Provided that the summary report is going to be circulated tonight, can we also agree on some deadline for the comments, please? Thank you.
Oh, you're going to circulate it tonight, you said? Okay. People will be in transit. It's the weekend. Should we say Thursday, 23:59 UTC, deadline for feedback on the public comment summary document? Does that give people enough time? Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Just with the caveat that it still needs formatting and maybe capitalization. I mean, everything that we have agreed here in terms of consistency and formatting might not be done tonight, but I mean the substantial part. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, substantive commentary on that. Okay. So I, coming into this meeting, was just looking back at our website, and it's getting a little nostalgic. Do you guys remember when we started? We didn't have anything. We didn't have a charter. We did not have a timeline, we did not have an RFP, we did not have any proposals, we didn't have an FAQ or a decision-making process or a communication strategy. We had nothing, and we have accomplished a lot in a short amount of time. Even people who say it's taken so long, I mean, I don't think it's taken long. Most processes that any of us have ever been engaged in have taken longer than this, I guess is another way of saying it. So I think we should all be pretty proud of what we have done. I know that most work happened in the communities, but I think our leadership as a body has been really integral in the process. So I want to thank all of you for everything that you have contributed. I think we have really come together as a group to make this as successful as it possibly could be, and that's a tribute to all of your efforts. So thank you. Also wanted to give a huge thanks to the meeting staff. I don't know if any of them are still here, but they've been really integral to our success as well. So thank you, meeting staff. Huge thank you to the interpreters and the scribes. Tireless efforts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Secretariat. I know we thanked you earlier, but can't thank you enough. I'm sorry? Full staff, oh yeah. Dear Lord knows that we put a heavy load on the technical staff at all times. And then lastly, I would like to say a personal thank you to Mohammed, our rock on the chair team here, like keeping us under control when Patrick and I are freaking out about everything. So huge thanks to Mohammed for all your efforts. That's it.
I think you forgot somebody, Alyssa. And I think we all do owe you a very big thank you for bullying us through, for sending us impossible deadlines, and actually doing it with such good grace. So thank you very much.
You guys, are you really in the queue? Yes? Okay. Caboose, you're in the queue. Go ahead.
Yes, I am in the queue. Thank you very much. It is, and it was, a big challenge, ICG. 17, 18th of July, when we started, and at least Yak people had some difficulty that at the beginning they were not accepted to have more than two, and finally you accepted to have five, and perhaps it was good to have this. It was very difficult at the very beginning, very, very difficult, like anything. We have spent about 1.5 months talking about consensus-building document, but we never used that because we have always had good and mutual understanding of that, but we had something in place. Charter, yes, hard work of all people, understanding of all people, and coordination with other groups, CWG, CCWG, and so on and so forth. For me, it was a great pleasure to work with all of you. Your understanding, I learned a lot from any one of you and all of you. And I'm really very happy that was in your group and continued, if the group continued to work with that. Alisa, thank you very much for your leadership and your co-chairs and the amount of the work that has been done by those people who took the responsibility of drafting something or being coordinated. They have done a really tremendous job. Like other group that I says, ICG is and was or was and is and PAYME will be a lovely group with lovely people. We apologize if for some time we have a sort of discussions, maybe dispute, and that was necessary, I think. Always discussions is necessary, sometimes dispute necessary in order to improve the situation. If all of us agreed with each other from the very beginning, we may not have any improvement. So we should have this sort of, the, I would say, constructive and objective, dispute and discussion. We really believe that our proposal, as it was mentioned in the blogs and in the statements and in many other places, strong proposals. Our proposal has been now said a strong proposal from ICG, and really it is strong, putting many things. Although we were only coordination group, but it was not easy. Coordination sometimes is more difficult than being totally independent, because we have to meet the requirement of all the three groups. Thank you very much, Alisa, in particular during the sometime that you have give birth to a very, very nice and lovely daughter that you have. And I see the photo 2 days ago or 2-3 days ago is really very much appreciated, that you worked tirelessly, infatigably, and beyond call for duty. And we really much appreciate it, you and your other colleagues. You deserve a very big round of applause from all of us once again, even though we have done it before. Apart from all those you have appreciated, I would like to add that at the beginning, ICANN staff has worked also for us, and we have to appreciate their efforts. They have done a lot for us, and they continue behind the scene to support our proposal. So we have to express our thanks to those people. They provided the traveling arrangement, the meeting arrangement, and many other things. So I think that you would have a safe travel to your home country, and see you in an appropriate time, if we have a face-to-face meeting, otherwise on the chat. Thank you, and God bless all of you.
Thank you. The thanks have been distributed, and of course I associate myself with everything that has been said. I would just like to end on a sociological note, if I may. As probably the oldest member of this group, I think it's really important as a model, as a pattern going forward, not only on transition, but perhaps in other areas which are already important for the internet and for future generations. I see especially the inclusiveness, the fact that right from the start it is as much as possible all the elements, all the constitutive elements of our communities which are represented. That in itself, I think, is a great message. Thank you.
Thanks for all of your very kind remarks. We're done.
Wait. I agree
achieved.
With all of these expressions of thanks, but I think they could be rewarded.
I also agree with all the expressions and the thanksgiving. And I want to say that working with you, the group here, has been a great G30 group, G30. So let's remember G30 in ICANN, and we have done so well. I've learned a lot. I didn't know I would learn so much, but to meet people like this, and I say thank you. I say thank you to Alisa in particular. You've done so well. You're about the youngest here, but you led us so well. Not minding when we are pushing. And you are gracious in timeline, in whatever you do, and you meet your deadlines. You are amazing. So let's keep it up. We are still the group, and we'll continue to be the G30 of ICANN. Thanks.